Today, it is just a historic site overlooking Oregon's Willamette River. Yet the man who lived here is regarded to have saved the lives of many who first ventured over the Oregon Trail. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
My name is Charles.
My name is Charles.
One day I had a sudden headache.
I had a headache.
My arm went numb and I felt confused.
My arm went tingly.
I was having a stroke. My wife dialed 911.
I had a stroke on the bus.
Seconds made all the difference.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911.
Time lost is brain lost.
For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm often asked how we come up with all the story ideas you hear on the American Countryside. The answer is they often come from you, the listener. You can submit your story idea and listen to past broadcasts at AmericanCountryside.com. You'll also find our award-winning books and CDs, all based on our programs. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. Take a listen to some of your favorite programs and browse our American Countryside store. Send us a message about a story in your area. We look forward to seeing you at AmericanCountryside.com. To those living in the northwestern U.S., his name is widely known as a founding father of the region.
Dr. McLaughlin, who is known as the father of Oregon, was what's called a chief factor of a Hudson's Bay Company. Chief factor means the head man, like a CEO, and he was in charge of Fort Vancouver, across the river in Washington from 1824 till 1846 when he left.
John Salisbury is president of the McLaughlin Memorial Association in Oregon City, Oregon. It's important to remember McLaughlin was in charge of a British outpost. His superiors often had negative views toward the Americans rushing over the mountains.
Pioneers floated down the Columbia River, got to Fort Vancouver. They were desperate. They were hungry. They were starving. Their animals were beat. What he did is, rather than turn them away, he was told by his Hudson's Bay Company, the British, to send them back in the Oregon Trail. Go back, 2,000 miles. In the winter and the snow, they'd perish. He knew that.
So McLaughlin invited the pioneers into his store, in a sense, saving their lives.
What it did is it helped focus the Americans that came on the trail down in Oregon City, and this became the end of the Oregon Trail, where they filed their claims. Because he kind of helped them, he was very politically motivated. He came down here after he retired in 1846, and his influence was still here. He was kind of straddling the fence. He was in support of the Americans. He didn't like some of the British feelings about the Americans. On the other hand, he was also patriotic to the British. So he rode the fence for a long time. But the reality is, if it weren't for him, a lot of Americans would not have survived.
Today, McLaughlin's home is a National Historic Site, honoring the man who saved the lives of many who headed west on the Oregon Trail. Traveling the countryside in Oregon City, Oregon, I'm Andrew McRae.